You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and entertainment, where relevant topics are discussed and where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hello, good evening here, and welcome live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad you have actually joined us this evening. Tonight, we're talking about telling the truth. When did telling the truth get all wrapped up in debate and resistance? You know, when did going along with the flow and resisting telling the truth become societal normalcy? And when did accepting this fate become status quo? Tonight's Perspectives examines telling the truth, when to do it, why you want to do it, and what does it do for you? I know that everyone listening tonight has either come into contact with or has a friend this week that has told them about dealing with the truth versus lying, and where is it going to get them? I'm not declaring brutal honesty tonight, okay? I'm not declaring that, but I am saying there is really no time that you can lie in a certain way. I'm saying that there are times to not go along with the flow with lies, and I'm talking about how lies and this stuff can lead to betrayal. I remember when I was very young, my mom and my dad telling me that all you have in this world, right, is your word. And your reputation is directly generated from your word. And you know what? If you think about it, that's kind of a big deal. You know, when you think about it, your word is golden. If your word is golden, then you're golden, right? It seems to be synonymous. But when your word is tarnished with lies and betrayal of others, so is your reputation. It makes, complete truth. It makes complete sense to me. You know, several of my clients have recently experienced situations that lies that they went along with. It's not necessarily the things that they created or lies that they said or things that they said, but they went along with something that wasn't true and it caused them a world of hurt. Guilt by association, some people say. You know, guilt by omission. And you know, guilt by omission has really taken many a good man down a bad path, and in the process, they've lost their power. There's a saying I heard when I was a child, tell the truth, right? Tell the truth, shame the devil. I thought that was a good one. Tell the truth, shame the devil. And what about the devils in the details? I think you probably heard of one of these, at least one of these, maybe both, as a kid. And maybe, you know, throughout life. And if you're hanging out with me a lot, you've heard definitely tell the truth, shame the devil, probably about 100 times even yesterday. So that's always kind of fun. Yeah, I always kind of bring it back to reality. Oh gosh, you know, woe is me. Joining me tonight to discuss this in-depth perspectives discussion, you know, join us in studio this evening. Kimberly Alexander joins us here live tonight on Perspectives. How are you doing, Kimberly?
I am so great. I'm just happy to be here.
Whoop whoop! She's happy!
I am.
And we're happy to have her here because she's going to add to this discussion.
Absolutely.
Because that's why it's called Perspectives.
We need more perspectives. So thank you for being here, Kimberly.
No problem.
Otherwise, it'd just be Perspective with Ashley Burgess. That would be easy breezy. We'd have one perspective. And if you argue with me, you're out, by the way. Done. Head out. No more perspectives tonight. Just one. One allowed. Only one.
Well, you are the boss, so, you know.
I mean, you know, El Jefe. No, we're not going here right now tonight, but okay. No, I'm not going to take that title right this yet. But Dano, good to have you on tonight as well. He's joined us. He's good people. How you doing, Dano?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here.
Awesome. You make the place look good. This is good. You know, let's talk about truth. We're talking about lying. We're talking about truth. You know, when did going along with the flow and resisting telling the truth become a societal normalcy? And when did accepting this fate become status quo? Okay, so tonight we're going to examine the subject from all perspectives. How about the news lately? Okay, you know, in recent news, we've had governments making generalities for major issues to just go away. Okay, and I think a lot of y'all know where I'm going with this. You know, we have people constantly lying on the news, whether it's a blanket lie or a lie by omission. You know, when did sweeping the truth under the rug become every day? You know, truth-telling has almost gotten so rare, we should begin handing out the Truth Medal of Honors to people who actually tell the truth. I mean, I'm just being honest with you because it seems like it's hard to find. I know for others of you who are truth tellers, who are sitting by watching, listening to the lies play out, must be overwhelming to you. It must be also underwhelming to you at the same time. Because what a waste of time and energy to listen to lies day in and day out. So y'all, okay, we're talking about perspectives. You know, have you ever benefited from a lie?
That would be terrific. That would be great, huh?
Terrific. That was terrific.
Have you ever benefited from a lie?
I have to. I cannot tell a lie. Yes, I have.
Okay, so we want to know more.
Well, I mean, I can't think of a specific example off the top of my head. Of course, it's also the difference between a big lie versus a little white lie. You know what I mean?
I can read your mind right now.
It's like, there are certain circumstances where you don't want to tell a person that you like or a family member.
I got where you're going with this. I already read your mind. And unfortunately, we are on conservative radio because I would have spilled the beans right then on that deal. But, you know, okay, so you said you could probably recollect but can't remember exact wording of what it was about, which I understand because I would protect myself as well in that situation. Kimberly, have you ever benefited from a lie?
I'm sure I have. I can't think of anything off the top of my head either, unfortunately. But, you know, especially because now whether or not I was a part of it, that was one thing. Because sometimes you're part of a lie and you don't even realize it. So that's kind of the tough part. It's a catch-22.
That's different. Different, though. That's totally different. We're going to get into that later because that's a totally different story. You don't even know that you're involved. And we're going to talk about that later because sometimes, you know, not telling the lie is one thing, but being involved with other people who are that actually have your fate in their hand can get you in a lot of trouble. We'll talk about that later. Dano, have you ever benefited from a lie?
Again, like everybody else, I'm sure I have, but I can't think of, you know, one specific instance.
Now, wait a minute. You're married.
Yeah.
I knew we were on the same path.
You should have been there.
I knew I was reading your mind. Wow, we are good.
Ma, the meatloaf!
You know, okay. We're just touching the top of the surface right now tonight because we're all going to get this full circle. But you know what? I actually can think about every time I've told a lie and I have not ever benefited from one of them. But I've also looked at the entire gradual system. Like, I didn't look at just the immediate gratification. I looked at the long trail years later when I got to take care of it and eat crow. But we'll talk about that later tonight. You know, even if someone told someone they look great in an outfit, okay? Honey, you look so nice in that outfit, okay? Instead of looking great, they look more like two dogs fighting over a sausage, okay?
I just don't understand.
Think about it. Goodness sakes, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen it. You've actually stood there and said, "You look so great." As you say you look so great, you're thinking, "Oh gosh, I hope I don't get struck by lightning." I really don't, but I got to help her out. I got to make her feel better about herself.
So it's like, is my chair plugged in right now, you know?
What? What was that about?
It's like, because just like what you were saying, you know, I mean, don't I look great in this? Or how do you think I look in? Oh, you look great, honey. Yeah, you know, and somebody flips the switch on your electric chair there. I don't understand why women do that to men, but maybe the two ladies in the studio can clue
to
me
to do
in
what?
On that.
To lie to them or
ask for their opinion?
Yeah, ask for their opinion on fashion. On women's fashion, no less.
Well, you should give an opinion, though. I mean, come on. If it looks like two dogs fighting over a sausage, you got to stop them from leaving the house. I mean, you got to do it in some sort of nice way, because you know what? She's going to be seen in front of, like, I don't know how many people. I mean, it's just, I'm not dishing brutal truth tonight, okay? I'm not dishing that out, because I know a lot of y'all listening tonight are saying, oh, that's just wrong. Oh, that's just wrong. I mean, you can't do that to somebody. That's a white lie. That's allowed. That's okay. Our whole society is built on white lies. That's what we do, okay? Because we don't want to hurt people's feelings, because people are so fragile, and they might just break down, and who knows? They could have a nervous breakdown. They could go postal. We could actually be stopping World War III because we lied about what somebody looked like in a dress.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And that's the key. I mean, so we're going to talk about this later on, too. But that's the simple example I could come up with and think of. And we're going to jump up about a million notches here on Perspectives when we return. We're examining telling the truth on tonight's Perspectives. If you're just now turning in, we're actually talking about exactly when to tell the truth, why to tell the truth, and what does it do for you to bother with the truth in the first place. So guess what? Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, your host, will be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
I didn't go to the show last night.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Ain't nobody lying. I didn't go to the show last night.
Yes, you did, because my sister-in-law's baby cousin, Tracy, she told me she went to the show last night and she saw you there all hugged up with some giraffe. Now tell me who she was.
Your sister-in-law baby cousin, Tracy, is a... Yeah, she a lie. She ain't seen me at no movies hugged up with nobody.
Well, let me tell you what.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's Perspectives, we're discussing and exploring telling the truth. When did telling the truth get all wrapped up in debate and resistance? You know, when did going along with the flow and resisting telling the truth become a societal normalcy? And when exactly did accepting this fate become status quo? You know, tonight's show examines telling the truth, when to do it, why you want to tell the truth, and what does it do for you when you actually do tell the truth? Well, there's no reason necessarily for a drum roll right now, but we're going to continue on. If you're just tuning in, right, to Perspectives, you're realizing, we've been talking about actually realizing that lying doesn't always benefit people. I know that some people may argue. They may argue that it does benefit. I do realize that sometimes the lie benefits people in the beginning, at the exact point of entry. But it usually comes back around some way, somehow. You know, I mean, that's the key. I can't remember a time that a lie has actually benefited me. You know, so let's stay, you know, with our subject matter, right? But let's move into the feeling, your feelings, instead of our cost-benefit analysis that I've been trying to portray earlier. Let's begin our exploration into feeling. The feeling of standing up to someone who's not telling the truth. Let's talk about that. You know, there's that initial feeling when you're being faced with someone telling a lie right in front of you that there's a feeling about it. Now, there's only a feeling about it when it includes you. Okay, I'm just saying, we're not talking about people lying about their own life that has nothing to do with you. I could really care less. God bless. You know what I mean? If you got to tell lies and you got to do that kind of stuff, that's fine. I understand. You got whatever you got going on. But when it involves me, it's a totally different deal. It's almost like that concept where you have, like, you know, your buddy that's married, calls you up and goes, hey, by the way, we hung out together last night. And you go, where do we go? I don't have time to talk with you about that right now, but when we talk, we're going to talk about what we did. And the next thing you know, you're always going to get a call from his wife, and you're over there like, and then we went to go see a movie. I mean, you have no idea. And the next thing you know, guess what? Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Everybody's in trouble. And you can never hang out with them because you were aiding and abetting in this lie, but you hadn't even seen your friend in over a month. They don't have time for you.
Right.
Okay, because they're too busy doing whatever with homegirl over there and having fun, whatever. But the whole key is that now you've lied, you've implemented yourself in a lie that you weren't even there for. And on top of that, you look like a liar in front of this other person. And what did you get out of it? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't think you got anything on it, unless you just wanted that wife to just totally hate on you. And you never wanted to be able to be invited to their house again. I mean, that's key.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so far you can take the I got your back, buddy, you know, thing. It's you know, at some point you got to say, look, I you know, we're still bros. And
isn't that bro code, though?
Yeah, it is the bro code, but yeah. You know, some people can take it too far and ask you to do things like Ashley was saying. That's going to get you in a lot of trouble.
True, and sometimes it just makes you look bad. Like if we go back to the idea of your words should be golden, and that makes your reputation golden, right? So otherwise, you know, you get involved with this lie, and all of a sudden you're not. It's not golden anymore, you know. And you're just like, man, what did I get out of this? You know, and you got somebody probably sitting next to you going, well, you weren't at the movies last night. What the heck's going on now? Now they're going to start questioning you on what you've been talking about.
You know, Judge Judy, because I'm a big fan of that show, I admit it.
Oh, my Lord. You know,
talk about admissions today. But the thing that she tells everybody is
tell
that...
Tell the truth, same devil, Judge Judy fan.
Yeah. I mean, and she goes, you know, if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory.
Absolutely. Well, it's just like a trickle-down effect. Like I was just telling him during the break, none of us can really remember when we told a lie because... it's hard to keep up with it. So yeah.
So true.
It, yeah,
so true.
It's just, you know, the whole trickle-down effect from, well, you have to have so much forethought into trying to, what happened? What'd you say? How'd you say it? How was it received? Wait a minute. Did I respond the same way? When it's brought back to your attention, how do you remember it?
Yeah. And actually, like, you know me, my memory isn't that good. I have to write everything down, and
he's probably got a photographic memory. He just tells people that so that he can like get him slipping up on a lie. No, I mean, no, I understand. I mean, my memory is pretty good, but I think it's funny because most of the time when people are telling me lies, obviously their memory is pretty poor. And I always think it's funny because I catch them within like a week or two, and I don't even want to catch them. That's what the messed up thing is. I don't want to catch my friends in lies. It's not what I'm looking for. I'm not like, oh yeah, gotcha. I was waiting on that one. No, it's more like, man, that really kind of hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? Oh, okay, so you weren't there. You were out. Okay, well, you don't even say anything, and eventually it becomes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's hard to not keep score after a while. It really is. It's hard not to. And you have like all those notches in the belt going, well, here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if everything they say to me is a lie, you know? Maybe they don't really like this outfit on me.
Even though they just said so.
You get what I'm saying, boo-boo?
Whoops.
That was an interesting combination. We're going to stop with that.
I don't know what happened there.
No, but let's get back to this. Let's get back to this whole feeling, the actual sensation you get when you're dealing with a situation head on, okay? Let me ask you if you know what I'm speaking of. Let's say like you're in the situation and somebody's, you know, basically BSing about a situation that you have some sort of involvement in. Now, I think that feeling when you're hearing this, it usually kind of has this feeling, the sensation it starts in the pit of your stomach and it works its way up. And it feels like at first it's like you're wondering if you're supposed to go along with this lie. Am I supposed to go along with what they're saying? Or you wonder, am I supposed to say the truth? And it's like it's hard because you're wondering, do I open my mouth and say anything? Or do I just keep quiet? And normally what happens is if you open your mouth and you finally say something, you get past this whole, oh gosh, am I doing the right thing? If you finally get past that, the icky feeling goes away. But if you don't get past that, you never open your mouth and you just kind of go, yeah, whatever they said. It's usually that yucky feeling kind of like it washes all over you. And you've agreed by omission, okay? And you stopped yourself from telling the truth. And you stopped the truth from coming out of your mouth. And now that feeling in the pit of your stomach grows. And you usually feel like you did the wrong thing, even though it really wasn't you. Okay, it was them. But by omission, you know, you get bitten in the butt by it.
So true. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. But I think that whole feeling aspect of it plays the biggest role in it, because you're right, you've got this churning in your gut, it comes out, then what do you do? You sit there and you try to make a decision about, you know, again, it's that whole trickle down effect of trying to figure out you know, what happens next. And it's so hard to predict what happens next, and the whole outcome aspect of it is what makes you try to determine whether or not you go along with it or whether or not you keep your mouth shut.
But if you say nothing at all, it also makes you look kind of guilty as well.
True. Well, that's the whole guilt by omission.
You know, Kimberly, my grandmother used to tell me when I was a kid, omission is the same thing as a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you're a little kid, who broke that lamp? I know. You know, so, you know, if we try to not say anything, we get punished just the same.
Yeah, so true.
I totally agree with that because, and it was interesting what you said, Kimberly, the whole concept of when, you know, when you go along with it, and Dano as well. The other thing, too, is that if you go with omission or you go with it, it's almost like you don't know the next place to put your foot at. It's almost like you're walking and you don't know where to go. And the reason for that is because you've gone off the map. Because there is no longer a map anymore because the truth can't set you free. Now you're stuck. Because now, if you say something now, everybody's going to be like, now you say something?
Mm-hmm.
Or and you don't say anything. And the reason why, if you go with the truth and you say, hey, that's really, you know, that's not really the way it happened. Or you know, hey, you know, what's up? All of a sudden, you get back on the map, and you can see where you got to go next. But when you start making up these rules, I mean, there's only certain rules, right? And I think that's what they call, there's a golden rule, there's rules that we follow. And I don't know, but that's when it's key. But it's weird, that feeling. Because when somebody does that in your presence, and it has to do with you, we're humans, okay? And in these cases, we're humans, and humans follow other humans, okay? That's just the way we are. It's the human condition. And in order to not follow other humans, you have to actually lead. So sometimes if you're not ready to lead, right, you get confused on what you're supposed to do. That's human nature. And a lot of times people put us in situations we're not ready for. You're not thinking, you're not walking into church or wherever you're going or a restaurant or wherever. You're not expecting something out of the ordinary to happen. And you're not expected to be dragged into some sort of lie that you actually have to step up to the plate and either do one thing or another. And that's the key. I mean, and a lot of times in that case, you want to lead, but you're just not prepared to. You know, it's almost like somebody cussing you out when you walk into your family's house. You're not expecting something like that. You're not even expecting a retort. You have nothing to say because you're not expecting that. You're expecting a peaceful, happy, tranquil experience. And so when things come out of the middle of nowhere, our human condition is sent to want to follow other humans. We're going to talk more about that later as well. You know, when we return, we're continuing our discussion and exploration on what is it to tell the truth. You know, tonight's perspectives will continue to examine telling the truth, when to do it, why you want to do it, and what does it actually do for you to tell the truth. So guess what? Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, we'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back here live with Perspectives, and I am your host, Ashley Burgess. Woohoo! Yeah! If you're just now tuning in to Perspectives, we're discussing the concept of truth. When did telling the truth get all wrapped up in debate and resistance? When did going along with the flow, right, and resisting telling the truth become a societal norm? And when did accepting this particular fate become status quo? Tonight's perspective is examining telling the truth, when to do it, why to do it, and what does it do for you? So we're discussing personal gain or loss. We've been discussing that. Omission, cost-benefit analysis, if you think about it in these broad terms, and the feelings you get when confronted by others lying, and the sensation you receive when you perhaps go against what you know to be right. Let's switch gears again and explore why we should tell the truth and what it does for us by telling the truth. So first up, Kimberly Alexander in the house here on Perspectives Live. She's in here in the studio. She's making this whole place look awesome, by the way. And she's intelligent. This is like, you know, a double threat here.
Oh, wow.
So why?
No pressure, Kimberly.
Right?
Come on, there's no pressure here. It's all good. We're all happy. We're playing together. This is good. It's good. Why should you tell the truth?
I'm a big fan of the truth because, in my opinion, it frees everything. It's natural. It allows for growth. It allows for peace. It's easier to keep up with. But I will say, I didn't come to that conclusion until I was older and I'd been through some things and just realized it's so much easier when you cut out a lot of nonsense. And so I've seen the benefits of telling the truth as opposed to either not telling the truth or ignoring something and sweeping it under the rug. Being open and honest is so much better, so much more peaceful, regardless of what the outcome is. It benefits everyone to just tell the truth. Say what's on your mind. Say what's on your heart. It may hurt. It may not hurt. at the end of the day, it's best for everyone.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that. I mean, it's so true. I mean, Kimberly, you brought up a good point. It's, you know, the truth might hurt sometimes, you know, and that's just, people get all wrapped up in this feeling. And I think the weirdest thing about it, too, is people think that their words mean that much. Sometimes it might hurt somebody, but sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes we get all freaked out about, it's almost like that idea of, well, you know, he's really on the edge, and if I don't answer the phone, he might just kill himself. Well, you know what? I don't know about that. You know what I mean? Maybe he will. Maybe he's that edgy. But at the same point, sometimes you have to look at it and say, I have to tell the truth no matter what the emotional outcome is. And also, I know that in the end, it's just so hard to keep these lies going on. It's because then you got to cause, like, so let's say this. I tell Dano a lie, okay? I tell him a lie. And then I know that he's going to talk to Kimberly about it. So I'm like, oh, geez. So then I go to Kimberly and I said, you know, Dano said this stuff about you, by the way. And I just want to tell you, off the record, he said this about you. And all of a sudden, Kimberly hates Dano. But now I got this lie protected right over here. And now they don't talk because she, another lie. And then I got to tell you a lie. So now I'm going to go into Bill in the control room and be like, hey, Bill, you know, I got to tell you about what Dano and Kimberly said about you because it's not good. Okay, but that's how people do it. It's called divide and conquer all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And we have people, that's what reality shows are for the most part.
Well, oh, yeah.
We'll get past all that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because we do have some friends on some of these shows. But for the most part, that's what reality shows about. I mean, especially these ones that you make $1 million, like Big Brothers and stuff like this, all about a lie that's a regime of a lie that people create to try to, oh, okay, I created this team, but now I'm going to turn on this team. But that's what people do. And it's like people like learn this. And I hope our kids aren't learning this from watching reality show TV, as well as the news itself is just pretty bad right now.
But if you start out with a lie, then it's hard to keep your lie straight.
Exactly.
So like if you tell me something that I know is a lie, and then if you go and tell Kimberly something that is also a lie, and then say, for example, we talk and compare notes, then we're going to find out what the lie is. We'll come to the truth somehow.
Yeah, again, you got to have a good memory.
You might, actually. You might not. You know, there's a lot of times where I've had lies that have been told to me for years, and I had no idea. Okay, see, you're giving yourself a lot of credit right there, actually, Dano, in this fact. Because a lot of times people see a situation, and you accept what somebody tells you. I've done that before because I had no idea that somebody was lying to me. So I accepted. So if the shoe was on the other foot and you told me to lie, I'd be like, well, you know, okay, well, God, that's okay, that's about right. And then probably, you know, Kimberly would believe you for trying to say, you know, saying that I said something bad, whatever. Point is that a lot of times people believe that stuff. Now, if you're able to combine it up together and do all the fact-checking and figuring it out, that's one thing, but that's a real waste of time as well. I mean, what are we doing here? What is our life about anymore when we're having to try to figure out, is somebody lying to me? I don't know. Let's go find out. Let's corroborate. You got your evidence. Let's get your evidence together. Yeah, it's like, at this point in time, there's no friendship at all.
Well, it's like the reason they're your friend in the first place is because at a certain level, you trust them.
Well, I'd hope so.
I mean, you found some kind of redeeming quality within them to link up.
So how far do you go trusting that person? How far do you go to verify everything they say and then still maintain a friendship? It's I don't know. Where's the balance there?
There is no balance then. At that point in time, then you have no friends. At that point in time, then you would just be like cloak and dagger all the time. You know, okay, I don't trust anybody, so therefore. But I see what you're saying, Dano, because I've been in that position before where I've had to sit there and corroborate with other people. But then, actually, when you let it all go, you finally have to just realize this person is not worth it. I mean, that this is not working for me. I mean, I don't want to have to try to analyze my whole life going, okay, is this person lying to me again? Are they telling me the truth? I have no idea. That I don't need those types of people in my life.
Right.
I mean, do you have those types of people in your life?
No.
Okay.
No, because... there again, you know, why would you want to surround yourself with people that lie to you all the time?
All the time?
Well, not all the time, because in almost every lie, there's at least a half a truth.
Whoa, really?
Good for you, Dano.
That's not always true.
One point for the boys.
Yeah, you know, he just earned his pay for it tonight.
Yeah,
actually.
But that's not always true. I mean, there might be like 1 ounce of truth.
But I think he makes a good point. In order for the lie to be credible... It has to be, well, credible. I mean, for lack of a better word.
You have to base your lie on some point of truth in order for it to sound, you know, like Bill was saying, credible. So
you obviously have had some experience in this.
He's married.
Wow.
No, but I'm serious. I mean, you know, because to me, it's like you're piecemealing together a story. And I don't know about that. I mean, I got the idea, like, what do people say, white lies?
Yes.
But really, in a white lie, what if that is real? If somebody looks awful in a dress, saying that they look great in the dress, none of that's real except for the word dress. So is that what you're considering being reality? Part of the reality would be you look great in that dress.
No.
The word dress.
That's not what I'm considering as okay. reality. Right. As far as, like, you know, if you're going to use the dress example, whenever my wife and I go out, you know, she'll put on something and she's like, well, how do I look? Okay, well, you look fine. I mean,
that's the worst thing you could say to a woman, by the way.
It's not a lie. I didn't tell her she looked great. I didn't tell her she looked bad. I told her she looked fine.
Oh, Ashley's hands are over her head now. Goodness. I'm actually covering my eyes at this point because, okay, the word fine.
Right.
Okay. I'm in a glass case of emotion.
I do feel like that right now. No, okay, I get what you're saying, but it's an interesting play on words. But let's get deeper here. Let's get deeper. Let's look at both sides, you know? Not telling the truth dilutes things, okay? So it really does. It makes it like murky water, if you think about it. It makes it difficult to get to the place you should be. I mean, I hate to say it, but in these cases, when women are asking you what they look like, you should say, do you want the truth or do you want me to lie? And I think that puts it really easy right there, straight up. You know,
I don't know if you should even ask them that. I think you should just tell them the truth. Me and my girlfriends had a discussion, as a matter of fact, just last night about how important it is to be honest with your friends. Your friends are a representation of you. Your family is a representation of you. Wouldn't you want them to look their best? Wouldn't you want to, you know, I mean, even if, you know, maybe it's a matter of taste, still, you kind of have to say something. They may or may not appreciate your opinion. They may or may not take your advice, but at least kind of let them know, hey, you know what? That's not the most flattering for your shape. Why don't you try this? There's definitely a way of saying something to make someone feel better about it.
Kimberly, I respectfully have to dissent with that.
Okay. And, bring it on.
And this might be a gender thing too, okay? But I know people, and mm-hmm. I don't know if you do or not, Dano, but I know people where they want you to lie to them. And if you actually tell them the truth that they don't look good in whatever they're wearing, then it's, oh, you hate everything and they take it to the nth degree, you know, and so you must hate everything that I wear.
But that's when you need to step in and shut them down and bring that energy into a different place, because otherwise they won't ever get better. And then you'll be forever walking on eggshells as opposed to being able to tell the truth and help them. Don't you think?
Well, what if you spent let's say like an hour, 2 hours putting, you know, doing your makeup, your hair, and then going through each outfit, you know, trying to pick out the perfect outfit for that night, you know, the one that you think is going to be the best, you know, and you put it on and you talk to your friends and you say, well, how do I look? And then, oh, well, you look like crap. How are you going
to
feel?
But that's the problem. I just said you have to say it in a nice way. That's it. It's just in presentation.
So tell the truth, but be tactful.
Yes.
What if tactful is perceived as not telling the full truth?
Sometimes you just gotta roll the dice and just see what happens.
A good perspective here. Don't you notice kind of a gender divide here? You know, on this particular
I'm staying quiet.
Oh no, come on, Ashley.
No, I mean, I agree. No, there is no gender. Y'all are trying to create some sort of basis by male, female. I think what Kimberly's telling is the exact truth. I think that's an intelligent way of thinking. I think I just think that in general, I get the fact that you don't want to upset women. I get it. But I think also the problem is, and we're not going to start on this conversation, but the problem is in the beginning. Right? When we set example in the very beginning in any sort of relationship, when we change the status quo, things don't go well. For example, if I always say, honey, you look amazing, you look marvelous, and then one day I decide, you know what, she doesn't, and I'm going to have to speak up and say something, and I say something, you look like crap, that's awful. I mean, if I say that, I mean, she's going to be breaking down in tears.
Absolutely.
Okay? But if I would have been honest in the beginning, maybe it wouldn't be so hard. But maybe instead of saying that, I would say, you know, honey, I think this might not be the right color for you. I mean, I would just be honest.
But that I would agree with. If you do that at the beginning.
But yeah, but it's all about status quo. When you try to change the status quo, it's really hard for people to get because it's always been that way. But why are you being mean now?
Yeah, I'm interested in your tips on how to change the status quo then.
No, well, I don't know about changing the status quo, but yeah, we will. We'll change the status quo. We will. So let's I don't think it's all about gender. I think it's actually an individual thing here, though. I think it's so difficult sometimes when we do lie. We create murky waters, right? We dilute the situation. We get far from the place we should be. And you know what I mean by this is we all have this purpose in life, right? We all have a purpose. And even if you don't know, okay, real quick, even if you don't know your purpose at this time in your life, you do have one. I'm just telling you that. And by lying and deviating from your purpose, right, you push yourself farther and further off task. And you're creating, as Dano says, more crap for yourself and others around you. And that's straight up. I mean, it really is. And we're not talking about the dress situation. That is the most comical situation we could talk about tonight. We're talking about real issues. We're talking about real life changes and how to create more honesty in your life. That's what's so important. How to create more honesty and feel like you can be honest with yourself and also tell the truth. So I'm offering four tips for creating more honesty in your life when Perspectives returns here. And I think it's going to really help you because it's going to make things a lot easier for you to put in perspective why you can do it and kind of where you stand in life. And I think that's most important because we can talk about truth and telling the truth, but until you realize why you should, it doesn't really matter. So stay tuned because when Perspectives with Ashley Burgess comes back, we'll be giving those tips. We'll be back in two shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be.
Get in here. Give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
And welcome back here live with Perspectives, and I'm your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Wow, what a night. We've been talking about truth. You know, when did telling the truth get all wrapped up in debate and resistance? When did going along with the flow and resisting telling the truth become a social norm? And when did accepting this actual fate become our status quo? Tonight's Perspectives, we've been examining truth. We've been figuring out when to tell the truth, why to tell the truth, and what does telling the truth do for you? So now at this point, I realize that it's the right time to talk about the four Burgess tips for creating more honesty, more truth in your life. Okay, number one. Okay, when you're dealing with the unexpected situation and you wonder if you should follow suit with someone else, instead of going where you think you should go, you need to think. Don't think, just do. So think about this. Don't think, just do. I think Nike came up with something, just do it. A lot of times when we overanalyze a situation and we start wondering about everybody else's take and thought process and emotional balance and yada, 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 a lot of times we let that get in the way of doing what's right. In a situation where you're dealing with somebody telling a lie that you're involved in, and you can either agree by omission and you can also follow suit with whatever their fate is, speaking up sometimes and not thinking about really what it's going to be like, but speaking up and actually doing what's right by you is normally done without thinking, just doing. And I think a lot of us here in this room can agree to that because a lot of times we can overanalyze any situation. Don't you agree, Kimberly?
Absolutely. I am masterful at overthinking a situation and making it worse than it really is. And it's a tough spot to be in because then you end up stuck.
Holla.
Exactly.
I'm there.
You get stuck in other people's fate. And it's not about you. You know, in that situation, when they're doing that, they're not thinking about you at all. You got to think about yourself in that situation. You got to do what's right by you. So first off, don't think, just do. Number two, be you. Be you and don't try to impress anyone else. So think about this. In life, be yourself, okay? Because a lot of times we can try to make ourselves look one way or another. However, the problem with that is you got to keep that up. The other problem is that sometimes people might not like this new you, this perceived you, this you know, this thing that you've created, and it's not you. So really, honestly, it's better to let the people that don't like you just not like you for who you are instead of trying to be somebody else because they might not like the person you're trying to be. Yeah, I think we've all dealt with that.
Yeah, well, I think even as an adult, though, you're always trying to find out who you are and set your standard of where you want to be, and it's a kind of tough spot to be in at times because you really don't know exactly where you want to go, but you got to figure it out. But it's all about not being a follower, you know. So as long as you stay on the right path and do your thing and not worry about what other people think, then you'll be good to go. Find your purpose.
Very true. And the only way you can do that is by being yourself. I mean, you can't find your purpose in life if you're over trying to impress everybody else. And you know what? Other people really don't care that much. I mean, you're really putting a lot of your life, you know, in other people's hands and care really about what they think, when in actuality, you really need to be putting yourself first when it comes to your purpose and when it comes to being yourself, because that's all you really have. All you have is your word, your integrity, right? That's key right there. The third thing in life is, when you're dealing with life, go in life with the attitude of, you know, hey, if it works, great. If it doesn't, it's not meant to be. I mean, think about it that way, because a lot of times, you know, when people say, oh, you look desperate, man, you look desperate. You can smell the desperation on them, you know, and it's like there is some sort of obvious factual evidence to that. When you go into a situation with an attitude of, you know, a good attitude, positive attitude, but at the same time, hey, if it works, this is great. I'm glad. But if it's not meant to be. If you have to lie, if you have to cheat, if you have to not be yourself to get something to work, it is not meant to be. And when you stronghold yourself into a situation that's not meant to be, when you take the, you know, the round peg and put it through the square, guess what? You're stuck in a situation that's probably not good for you. And you know what? All the lies and all this stuff that we've been talking about, that all comes out anyway later on. And then you've just gotten yourself off target by I don't know how many X years of how much time to get your purpose. And that's really what life's about. I mean, it's about finding your purpose. It's about creating something in your life. It's about having something that you can say, man, I made this. I did this. This is mine. And I feel good about it. I'm happy with it, and I feel good, and I'm honest about where I am in my life. And, you know, a lot of times, also, you have to sit there and think, okay, maybe I'm not a CEO. Maybe I'm not, worth millions, or maybe I'm not here, maybe I'm not there. Hey, that's life. If you want to be there and you want to do that, that's great too. And I wish you the best of luck. But be honest, because I think you get a lot more respect by being honest and telling people exactly where you're at and making it clear where you are, because then they can understand where and where you're going and maybe even try to help you out. But if they think you have all the cards, why should they try to help you out? Doesn't make any sense. Number four, and lastly, the last tip on creating more honesty and truth in your life, give people the chance, right? Give people the chance to know you before. Give them the chance to know you so they can understand who you are, so they can understand what you're about. If you've given people the chance to understand you and enough time to know you and they still don't get you, then move on. Okay, they're not trying to get you. They're not trying to understand you. They're not trying to get to know you. Okay, so give people the chance to get to know you, because if they don't have the chance, they might not understand where you're coming from. They might not understand your perspective, okay? Because life is all about individual perspectives, and we all have our own. And that's why it's so hard sometimes to understand where people are coming from, because we don't have the same perspective. We don't understand. And sometimes you got to give backstory. And a lot of times with backstory, and every time with backstory, there's got to be truth in it. Kimberly Alexander, we're so happy to have you tonight. You are awesome.
I appreciate it.
And, you know, you're going to hear more from Kimberly here in the future. We're going to be talking a lot more. And I don't know. It's really great. Kimberly has a company called Connects. We're going to talk about that later in another episode as well of Perspectives. And thanks for coming on tonight.
I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. And of course, as you continue to talk, I thought about so many other things, but we'll get around to that other stuff another time.
We need a 2-hour show, don't we?
We totally need the 2 hours tonight.
We most definitely. And we're going to go to the wire tonight, guys. So, Dano, thanks for coming on tonight as well.
Hey, no problem. Thanks.
I like your perspective. And Billy, it was great having you on this evening.
Well, it's good to be with you as always, Ashley. Thank you.
Well, goodness. Yeah, we're going to go here to the wire here. So, anyway, if you take anything out of this show, it's about truth. It's about telling the truth. And, you know, telling the truth is actually a lot easier than telling lies. And it just makes for a lot more sense. And also, it just allows things to go so much smoother, because you're not having to create the game set. You're being able to go with something that's tried and true. And like I said, all you have really is your word. And if your word is golden, so is your reputation. And people also respect you and care about what you think and feel. For more information, if you missed any of the recent shows, go to AshleyBurgess.com. Also, we're now on iTunes, by the way. We're now on iTunes, so just go to Perspectives, and you'll find us. The last 40-something shows and change are on there, and we'd love to hear your comments. Love to get some more stars on there. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Yeah, I guess we'll be back. We'll be back next week, and we'll be back in 3 shakes.